I know someone who does not separate his feet after the Yomim Noraim Kedusha until the Chazan finishes the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh. Is this the proper procedure, and does the Rav know of a makor for this? Thank you. Anonymous from New Jersey. First of all, there's no halacha that one must hold his feet together during Kedusha. The Shulchan Aruch says it's a proper thing to do, and the minig is to do it. The Mishnah Berurah is mashma that after Yimloch, that's the end of Kedusha. There's even an opinion that Yimloch is not part of Kedusha, and therefore one does not have to keep his feet together till after Yimloch Hashem. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say that one should not talk till after HaMelech HaKadosh, till after HaKel HaKadosh, or on Yom Noraim HaMelech HaKadosh. And the Katachayim does bring down in Elia Rabbah that one should keep his feet together until after HaKel HaKadosh. Now, since it's not a halacha, it's only a minig, and the minig of most people, therefore, on Yom Noraim, since it is a big inconvenience to remain with your feet together till HaMelech HaKadosh, since the bracha is tremendously long, Therefore, the minhag ha'olam is not to be mocked, but to keep your feet together till the end of HaMelech HaKadosh on Yom Noraim. But if somebody does it, yes, there is a source. Look in Simen Tzadik Hei in Orach Chaim, the end of that Simen, and in Kuf Chaf Hei, the laws of Kedusha, and you will find the various opinions of how much a person has to hold his feet together for Kedusha.